The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
If you are dealing with any kind of loss in your life, no matter how insignificant, you are experiencing some sort of pain. Did you know that over time, that pain can become joy? It may sound odd, but listen on. This is Healing from Loss with Brenda B. We'll help you find the silver lining that takes you from where you are now to where you need to be to move forward. Now, here is host Brenda Blindenbaugh and co-host Monique McDonald.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning into Healing from Loss with Brenda B. and my co-host, Monique McDonald. I want to remind my listeners to visit www.wealthyhealers.com to receive the free audio on Transform Your Life by Healing Grief and Loss. Good morning, Monique. Are you ready for today's show?
I am, Brenda. Good morning. It's great to be here. How has your week been?
It's been wonderful. Thank you. And yours?
Really good. I'm looking forward to today's topic. What are you going to be talking about today?
Well, I'm going to be talking really basically about are you feeling that the universe is out to get you in and then, of course, bringing in all the work from Dr. Emoto's studies on water and how his work on water and the consciousness of our thoughts ties in so well with Ho'oponopono.
Oh, lovely. Well, that would be beautiful.
Thank you. I was introduced to Dr. Emoto's work when I was training to be a Possibilities DNA instructor in 2003. Dr. Emoto is a Japanese scientist who wrote a book called Messages from Water. Mind you, by now he's got several books on the subject. He was very concerned about the health of the water on our planet. One of the first samples of water he took was from a large dam in Japan. He flash froze the water and then photographed it. The crystals showed no geometric structure. Dr. Emoto then asked a priest to come to the dam and pray and send love to the water for 1 hour. An hour later, he took another sample of the water from the dam, flash froze it and photographed it. And you wouldn't believe how beautiful these crystals started to look. It exhibited a beautiful geometric structure because the water had changed to a different frequency because of the love that was sent to the dam. Can you believe that? This is amazing. Dr. Emoto suggests that we send love into all the water in our lives, meaning to the lakes, rivers, the oceans, the water we bathe in and cook with, and most of all, send love to the water we drink. In the world of energy, love is a more assertive male energy, whereas gratitude is a softer female energy. So he began to direct gratitude into water along with love. And this balanced energy produced crystals that grew twice in size. He suggests projecting both love and gratitude into water for the most beneficial effect. His most profound experiments were centered on the consciousness behind the thoughts and the words that we think or speak. He taped the words, "You make me sick," on a bottle of distilled water. And again, left it there for a little while, of course, and again, the water crystals looked distorted. Using the same bottle of water, he changed the words to, "Thank you." And the water changed to a beautiful and different geometric crystal. Our bodies are 70 to 80% water. and our DNA is based in water. Water carries the high or low vibrational consciousness of your thoughts, and the DNA picks up the vibration of the water that reflects the level of your thoughts, takes it on as a program. Monik, wasn't that an awesome connection between the findings of Dr. Emoto's work, especially with thank you, I love you, gratitude, and the words we use in Ho'oponopono to do the transformational work?
Yeah, it's so beautiful, and it really ties into what we were talking about last week in terms of the, you know, just the whole power of praying and infusing love and gratitude into, you know, even our food before we eat it, right?
Exactly. We're going to find out now how we can use this in all kinds of ways and other tools that we have to do this very same thing. You know, Monik, I've always been astounded at the countless ways that the universe supports us. And most people are not aware of it. But the universe is always sending us things and messages and ways to help us to live a fulfilled life. All we need to do is to become aware of that. Ho'oponopono helps us to see, for us to see that by giving us additional tools to clear memories and data easily and effortlessly. So here are some of them that we can do, and they really don't hardly take any time, you know, to use them. These are so easy. So one of them is called blue solar water. So you place tap water in a blue glass bottle in the sun for an hour. You may also place the bottle under incandescent light for an hour to get it charged, not fluorescent light. And you can't use a metal top. It has to be a plastic top. So I do a lot of these. Now, especially here in BC, we don't get sun sometimes for, you know, a couple of days or whatever. So you can put these bottles under incandescent light, as I said. Blue water, solar water, voids memories that are replaying in the subconscious mind. You can drink it, clean with it, cook with it, bathe or shower by adding just a drop of blue solar water to the water that you're cooking with or whatever, and that water gets charged and cleaned. So you have this bottle there, it's like your reservoir, and you just take a few drops from there and add it to whatever you want to clean. Another thing you can do is to fill a glass 3/4 full with tap water. Change it once in the morning and then again before you go to bed. Put it next to your computer before you open it, and all the energetic garbage will go into the water in the glass. At night, change the water in the glass with fresh water and leave it at your bedside table. And this is because all the things that you're dreaming and the processes that are going on inside of you at night, again, can go into the water. Here's another tool. Hawaii, the word Hawaii. The ha in the word Hawaii means the breath of divinity. The W-A-I, the wa, means the water of divinity or the water of life. And the little I is the capital I as in me. So the word Hawaii in and of itself is a cleaning tool when spoken loud and can be used also before and after speaking on the phone mentally. This one I just love. It's called the eraser. You use a pencil without a point and an eraser at the end. You say dewdrop to the pencil, and divinity sends the energy dewdrop into the pencil, activates the pencil as a cleaning tool, and you can use it to delete anything. You can use it on your laptop, so you just, you know, touch the end of the pencil with the eraser, on your bills, letters, or before you mail them, or if you're having computer trouble. You can do this to sticky notes with names, phrases, or situations on them. And or you can tap on objects you'd like to clean. Every time you think of it or pass the sticky note or object as you pass by it, use the eraser on it. And if you don't have a pencil, you can do it mentally. Just remember to say "dewdrop" before you start the cleaning.
So Brenda, can you repeat, you say, what is it that you say?
You say "dewdrop."
So how do you spell that?
Yeah. So you just say it once. You just say it once. DEWDROP.
Dewdrop. Okay, got it. Well, okay. You're offering these tools and I'm sitting here in my home and I'm glancing around looking for a blue glass already.
Right. Now, the thing is, if you use a blue, you can do it, of course, in a blue glass. But if you want to keep this bottle of water, because it can stay there forever. So if you, I even put them in a sherry bottle, you know, the...
Yes.
Yeah, and I just charge it. And then all I need to do is to take a little bit of that and add it to everything. I cook with it. I use it to cook my potatoes, rice, whatever, in my bath, in my shower, wash my hair. Yeah, all you need is to take just one drop and put it in the water, and that all that water then gets charged.
So, Brenda, if somebody didn't have a blue bottle, can you use, would it have the same effect to use tap water in a clear vesicle?
No, it has to be blue.
Blue color?
And I don't know why. That's why it's called blue. I'm sure there was, you know, some scientific studies they would know. But this is all downloaded. This was all downloaded to Mona Simeona.
Yeah, yeah. So using blue food coloring in the water wouldn't have the same effect?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Wow, very interesting.
Yeah. So you can also use dewdrop, when you're really upset or afraid, like when you're, public speaking, if you are flying, driving, you just repeat the word dewdrop. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it really is.
Now, I'm going to give you some specific cleaning tools that you can use. This is what I mean. So amazing. Eating strawberries relieves negative data about weight. It can also, so weight, of course, physical weight, but it could also be weight of anything. It could be used for depression. And all you need is one little molecule of it. You don't even need to eat a whole strawberry. It works primarily on things that cause us to feel low, feeling down, confused, even suicidal. So that's one. The next one, eating blueberries opens up the angelic realm and helps us to move forward in our spiritual path. You know, we don't even have to think about it. They come in to help you. And you don't need to know who they are and what they're doing. If you eat blueberries, they will show up. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And it really speaks to what you and I were talking about a few weeks ago, about the that it's about doing the practice and not so much believing it, because with tools like this, some people might feel, maybe they feel a bit skeptical or they wonder, they're doing it, but they don't really believe. And, you know, when I'm teaching my clients tools, I tell them just do them. It's like going to the gym and picking up a weight every day and bending your arm. And you know that if you pick up a weight and you bend your arm over and over again and repeat it, the muscle will grow. You don't need to believe it. You need to actually do it, right?
Exactly. Just do it.
Yeah.
One of the funny things about this is Dr. Hugh Len says this all the time. Just do it.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
It's so cute. Yeah. So, blueberries and strawberries void memories. Eat them fresh or dried in jams, in jellies, desserts, chocolates. It doesn't matter as long as there are, either the blueberry or the strawberries in it. It's not only healthy for us to eat, but good for the soul. So those are two other ones. Now, believe it or not, eating pancakes cleans on abuse and all debts. DEATHS, not DEBT, debts. Eating candy canes catches missed opportunities. Do you know how many times we miss all these opportunities that are being sent to us and we think, oh, that's it, I've lost it. Candy cane will get everything you missed. So at night, before you go to bed, say, anything I missed, cleaning with candy cane.
Huh.
Isn't that neat?
Wow. And not only neat, but kind of fun, you know?
Like, isn't it? Yes.
Sometimes people, you know, believe that the spiritual practice is so serious and it's such hard work. And, you know, these are ways of really bringing a lightness to it.
Yes, it is. I smile every time I do that. So if you missed any cleaning on something, say during the day when you got stuck, got annoyed, or you were irritable, say, all right, candy cane, do your job and go to sleep when you do that at night. Now, here's another one. Eating coconut brings you closer to the divine. So any kind of coconut substance, you know, dried coconut, fresh or whatever. Now, this one is really, really a good one. Drinking hot chocolate. What it means is to put God or the divine first and foremost, and erases eons and eons of times of putting the world or money first ahead of the divine. And we've done that not only in our lifetime, but also in our ancestral lifetime. So
Brenda, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So is it important to set, so if you're drinking hot chocolate, let's say somebody was unconscious, they're not aware of this, they're functioning on a fairly unconscious level and they enjoy having hot chocolate. Does it happen anyway, or is it bringing an intention? So when you're having the hot chocolate, do you set an intention prior to drinking it in order for it to have that effect, or would it have that effect even on a child who has a cup of hot chocolate?
Well, actually, I'm not quite sure if somebody doesn't know about this at all. But if you do know about it, you don't have to be conscious about it.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Thank you for asking that. You know, we have these memories putting money first, so this is a good way of doing it. So I happen to love hot chocolate anyway, so it's great.
Yeah.
Eating jelly beans puts you in the right place at the right time. It cleans up contamination, strange events, or when you're considering buying a house or moving. So you don't, of course, put the jelly beans onto the, you know, in your garden or whatever. You toss a handful of jelly beans to clean the land, but you do it mentally. Okay? So you can do a lot of these mentally. So that's one of them. Eating lifesavers helps you to save your life. Even if you don't have a problem, say with high blood sugar levels, all you need is to just take a lick. You don't have to eat the whole lifesaver. All right? So you just do it as frequently as you can. You know, Monique, we need to take a break. I don't know where this time goes. So this is Brenda Blindenbaugh and my co-host Monique McDonald, and you are listening to Healing from Loss with Brenda B on Voice America Seventh Wave. Stay tuned.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Have you experienced loss in your life and are still working through the grief? Are you ready to start moving forward and feel better? Brenda Blindenbaugh has created a free audio piece to help you get started on this healing journey. Losing a loved one is devastating and can be profoundly painful. Understand that you don't have to go through your loss alone. Visit wealthyhealers.com to receive the free audio from Brenda entitled Transform Your Life by Healing Grief and Loss. That's www.wealthyhealers.com.
Be the change. The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are listening to Healing from Loss with Brenda B. To reach out today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to support@wealthyhealers.com. Now, back to our show.
This is Brenda B. and my co-host, Monique McDonald. Well, wasn't that something,
Monique? Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's continue. Here's another one. I love this one. It's called Tying a Bow. It brings balance to the feminine aspect of any situation. It's the female representation part of the yin and yang, the balance of nature in creation. This feminine nature that is bound to us is karmically bound. For example, in the story of Adam and Eve in Genesis, you know, what did Adam do when, he was asked, why did you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? He blamed Eve. Now, in China and many other parts of the world, even in our Western society, we have this, there is a hatred of the feminine, and it's in the collective consciousness. In China, for instance, female babies are unwanted. We're talking about this feminine aspect in everything, in our work, in companies, you know, with the men in our lives. We are living in a male-dominated society. At the grass level, male and female energy. We have to have a balance, especially in the creative side. For instance, you know, children who are drawing pictures in a classroom could be scolded for it, while children doing something more intellectual are told that they are great students. Have you noticed this at all, Monique?
Well, certainly from the perspective of, you know, the program that I developed on knowing what your sacred gifts are, I've seen that within the school system that it supports certain gifts in children and then doesn't really allow for the expression of other gifts in children, exactly what you're saying. You might have a child who's very psychic and doesn't have the opportunity to show his or her greatness through that gift because it's simply not built into it. It's very focused on knowledge and maybe art and music.
Right, right. And so we need to bring this balance here. So so when you tie the bow, just think of tying the bow. You're bringing two, it's just like two hemispheres of the brain, bringing them together, right? Yeah. These things were downloaded. They're just amazing when you think about them and how they work. And the brain and the subconscious mind, they work best when through imagery and pictures. So when we say these things, it clicks with it. So here's another one. Popcorn. Any problem that you consciously think is hard to resolve, if it's impossible or you can't do it, say popcorn. When, just think of it, when heat is applied to a kernel of corn, the kernel softens, right? And puffs up, and then you can eat it. That's what's behind it.
Okay.
Isn't that a great visual? It's amazing.
You know, I'm thinking, gee, with programs now on the computers like Pinterest, where there's so many beautiful visual images. I think you could practically build a dream board with, you know, just with these images of blueberries and strawberries and popcorn and hot chocolate and, you know, as a visual reminder.
I know. Wonderful, wonderful. But we're going to go there in a minute and shortly to tell you how you can also do this in another way.
Great.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Monique. M&M's releases intellectualism and allows us the ability to let go. So when you're having any kind of resistance, of course, besides saying the phrases, remember, we still have the four phrases that we can use, but these are specific ones. If you're really feeling resistance, you can say, taste a bit of the M&M, just a lick of it. Now, maple leaf is another one. It has to be a green maple leaf. Now, here in BC, we have no problem about that. It works when you want to, you know, when you feel like giving up, when you're feeling down, depressed, just giving up on life, when you can't get through stuff. It works on deep depression, you know, because that goes way, way down. When you're feeling unloved, uncared for, not appreciated, and wanting to throw in the towel. So what you do is you dry press the leaf and then put it in a plastic bag or a plastic business size folder and carry it in your wallet. So I do a lot of this late summer and dry press them, and then I give them out to my students when I'm teaching this course in a workshop. Because, you know, in the winter, it's difficult to get hold of it.
Right.
Pillows. But you see, you don't have to do, you just have to do this once. You buy down feathered pillows and it will clean as you lay your head on the pillow. Dreams are data. If you remember a dream and the same dream comes up three times, the subconscious is trying to tell you something. But really, there's not much you can do about those dreams. All you really want to do is to pay attention. Okay, be aware, I've had this several times, and then you clean on it. Don't try and figure it out. It's data, and by now you know that we need to clean on data. So, Monique, I'd like to hear what all this brings up for you when you hear about these tools.
Well, I just always think about the beautiful way that current thought leaders, I mean, I'm not sure if she's currently alive or, the woman who was channeled or downloaded with this, but I think of how current thought leaders are blessed with receiving downloads of information or divine data that is relevant to current societies, you know, because sometimes people in our generation or the younger generations maybe aren't as tied to traditional prayer or ways of cleaning that were more traditionally practiced in the past. And bringing elements that are current and relevant to younger generations, I think, is really powerful.
Yes, yes. No, Mona Simeona passed away in the 80s, but these are for us, for our time.
Yeah, yeah, current for our times that are usable to, you know, a young child now would have a better understanding of visualizing an M&M maybe than they would of visualizing, a religious icon that they can't relate to.
Right. Good point. Thank you, Monique. Here's another one. This is called ice blue. Now, if you're walking in a park or where there are trees, before you pass a tree, say ice blue, and then touch a tree. And if you're in pain, physical pain, it will deaden the pain. The tree will give you a treatment. What I usually do is I just hug the tree. I love hugging trees anyways. Mm-hmm. Then you go to the next tree, and then it cuts the ties with the tree that you just did, you know, just held. So this one is called the bottle palm. Now, you don't have to buy one, and maybe a lot of people don't know what it looks like. But what you can do is you can go to Google and find out what a picture of it. You know, Google bottle palm, and you'll get a picture of it. And you don't really have to buy it. You can do it mentally. And so what Divinity does is it takes all the inspiration that you need and downloads it into the tree. And whatever you need, you get. Isn't that? That is something else.
Yeah, it sure is.
So here's another one. It's called blue cornmeal. And it works on memories that have to do with genetic problems. It has to be arrow cornmeal. You can't use any kind. This is a very specific cornmeal brand that you have to use. So you take some of the cornmeal and put some of it in the corner of your house. And what it does, it works on curses or any genetic problems. So when you, by using cornmeal, you allow it to go into the genetic pool, and it, the cornmeal screws it up. Now, thinking disrupts the genetic makeup. We do so much thinking. So this is a really good one to do because it's, you know, it thinking is really hard on the soul. So all you need to do is just put a tad in, you know, you can even put it into your food, your coffee, your juice, water, soup, whatever you're cooking, and it'll do the same thing. So there are lots more, but I think I've given you enough to work with. Here's what you can also do. You were talking about, you know, doing a vision board on it, which is wonderful. And here's another way you can do this. You know, we clean our houses, we vacuum, clean the toilets and dust and all that, and we do that physically. But you can clean your house energetically. And remember that everything is energy. So when you put these tools up in your home, in your house, you know, pictures of a candy cane, jelly beans, lifesavers, just like you said, but you put it into a, in your room or your hallway, going up the staircase, you know, any part of your room, it will clean for you. Now, isn't that an incredible way to energetically clean your house?
Yeah, it's wonderful. Now, do you mean your? Are you meaning your physical, energetically cleaning your physical house, or are you using it as a metaphor, meaning your house being yourself?
No, energetically cleaning your physical house.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah.
And so what I do is I just put them into like lifesavers, etc. I just put or jelly beans. I put them into a little bag, and then I just put them on, you know, on a windowsill or whatever. I hook them in, whichever way you want to do it, but it's cleaning your house. You can do that in your car if you want. You don't have to do all of them, but take one specific one and put it somewhere in your car, on your dashboard or something, and your car will be cleaned energetically. So this is what I was talking about earlier on when we have been given so many tools and we don't have to work really hard and it's doing the job for us. So, what I want to do next is talk a little bit about the questions that people have. And of course, you know, I usually address them when people ask me the question when I'm at a workshop. But since we haven't had anybody ask these questions, and I know that these are frequently asked questions, I want to take one or two of them and address them. So this is one of them. Why do we need to clean on people that come into our house that we have issues with? So, do you know that when people come into your life, you are given an opportunity to clean? The reason for this opportunity is because the problem is not theirs, but actually yours. Many people resist this concept. Your soul doesn't know how to tell you what needs to be cleaned. So it does it through the law of reflection or mirror image. So that person that you are, that you encounter, who's pushing your buttons, is a reflection of what's in your subconscious mind. And as you clean the data in there, the cleaning is reflected back to the person or to the mirror image. I'd like to share a story I heard, which I believe will answer the question. A mouse was looking through a hole in the wall and watches a farmer and his wife opening a package. The mouse got excited thinking about what it might contain. What kind of food was in there? The farmer opened the package and the mouse was terrified to discover that it was a mouse trap. He ran to the courtyard to warn the other animals, saying, "There's a mouse trap in the house." The hen said, "I know it's a big problem for you, but it doesn't affect me at all." So the mouse went to the lamb and told him the same thing. "There's a mouse trap in the house." The lamb said, "I can't do anything to help you except to pray." So the mouse went to the cow and told the cow, "There's a mouse trap in the house." The cow said, "That's not my problem. I'm not in danger." So the mouse left, worried and depressed. That night, the mouse heard a huge noise that sounded like the mouse trap had caught its victim. The farmer's wife ran to see what was caught in the mouse trap. But it was dark, and she didn't see that the trap had caught the tail of a poisonous snake, and the cobra bit her. She was taken to the hospital, and when she came back home, she wanted some chicken soup. Because everyone knows that chicken soup is one of the best things for someone who's convalescing. The farmer grabbed his axe and went for the hen, the main ingredient of the soup. As the wife was still recovering, friends and neighbors visited her. To feed them, the farmer killed the lamb. But the woman didn't recover and finally died. The farmer sold the cow to the slaughterhouse to pay for the funeral. So the moral of the story is, when someone has a problem and you think it's not your problem and you don't have to pay attention, think twice. Remember that everyone that comes into your path is giving you a chance to let go of those things that need to be let, you know, that you need to let go yourself. So when you're willing to ask divinity for help, the help is right there.
I really, that's such a powerful story. And I think of when I was studying the work of Abraham Hicks, and in there, the teaching about when you invite anyone into your experience, if you bring somebody into your experience who has lots of drama in their life, you automatically bring that drama into your life. So, you know, what I'm hearing is ways of being able to clean that so that you're not inviting all of their drama into your energy field.
Yes, exactly. And not only on this one level, Monique, it goes much, much deeper. You know, just think of it. We've got ancestors that go for generations. Don't you think that some of them have had some of these issues? So we are actually cleaning on those issues. A lot of the times, we don't realize it, but most of the time, these are issues that are not even ours. We're picking them up through our genetic line. So this is cleaning. It's literally cleaning, not only, of course, on the conscious stuff that is happening between us, but on the subconscious level. This is so powerful. You know, when I talked about it in our previous shows about the power of the subconscious mind, this is where the cleaning needs to be done. It's in the subconscious mind more than anything else. So this is a very powerful way of doing it. I noticed that we are running out of time again, so we are going for another break. This is Brenda B and my co-host Monique McDonald. See you soon.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Have you experienced loss in your life and are still working through the grief? Are you ready to start moving forward and feel better? Brenda Blindenbaugh has created a free audio piece to help you get started on this healing journey. Losing a loved one is devastating and can be profoundly painful. Understand that you don't have to go through your loss alone. Visit wealthyhealers.com to receive the free audio from Brenda entitled Transform Your Life by Healing Grief and Loss. That's www.wealthyhealers.com.
Be visionary. Be extraordinary. Be the change. This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are listening to Healing from Loss with Brenda B. To reach out today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to support@wealthyhealers.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome. This is Brenda B. and my co-host, Monique McDonald. So we were talking about some frequently asked questions before the break. And here's another one that I'd like to address. And this question is, what do you mean when you said that Dr. Hugh Len was cleaning on a shared program that he had with the criminally ill patients in the hospital? And you see, as we clean on issues, whatever they are, and you don't really need to even know what they are because a lot of these issues are in the subconscious mind, like I said. So you'll never know what all the issues are. So when you clean on these issues, they get healed in us. And it's like turning on the light switch. You know, you come into a room and it's dark and you turn on the light in the room and it gets turned on for one person. Or if there are many people that are in the room. And it's the same thing when you clean, when I clean on my issues and, you know, I see the mirror effect, then it cleans on the issues for that person or other persons in who come into your field. Oprah once said this, if you spot it, you've got it. Again, the problem is not the other person or you. The problem is the data in the other person and the data in you that is the problem. In other words, if it's in your experience, it's up to you to clean. Clean the data and it gets cleaned in you and the other person or the other people. That's how we clean the collective consciousness. Isn't that profound?
It is.
So when someone we know or a stranger shares their story, their issue, their opinion, is speaking to you individually, or you hear it when you're in a group, you clean because it now is in your field. It becomes your issue. Let me take this one step further. Anything that you're aware of or that you've heard about on TV or radio, that you've read in a magazine or the newspaper about a war in some part of the world or a hurricane, a tornado, or murders, or whatever, it is now in your field, so you need to clean it. Anyone that is sharing a story about their ill health, problems with their finances, whatever it is, where the, you know, if the energy needs to be shifted from one state to another, this is how we do it. We clean on it. So begin all the cleaning, especially when you first start doing Ho'oponopono, by asking yourself, what is going on in me that I have caused this problem? And how can I rectify this problem in me and then clean? So you see, it brings it back to us and it stops. I think one of the things that it really does, it stops this pointing of the finger, the judgment, very much when we do it this way. Any thoughts on that, Monique?
Well, I think the what I love about the variety of ways that you've provided, you know, in cleaning is that there's something there for everyone. You know, there's different ways for people to do it. And Brenda, I got a question that I have a question that was sent to me, so it's somebody listening to the program, asking if there is something that can be visualized, just a sec, I'll get here, to remove tiredness. So she's a young mom with a baby feeling very tired and would like to have a tool for cleaning that tiredness.
Yes. Now, you remember, you can use any of these phrases for anything. But if you're tired, there's a tendency as well to, it makes you feel low, you know, eventually if you don't get enough sleep or whatever. So some of these tools, like the maple leaf would be very good.
Okay.
Now, you know, she may not have one right now, but later on. You could use strawberries, because that's also bringing, making you feel down. So anything, you could have strawberry jam, a strawberry, you can make something with it, and that will also help.
Okay.
Okay?
Good, I'll let her know that.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, what I want to do, and I may go into some of this, some more of these questions, but right now I want to do, what I want to do is to tell you the story of the pencil. It's such a beautiful story, and every time I hear about it or I read about it, it just makes my heart swell with gratitude. This is a story that Dr. Joe Vitale has shared many times. And as I said, every time I hear it, my heart is filled to overflowing. It's the power of gratitude. Decades ago, when Dr. Vitale was homeless, he read a lot of books, took free courses, and he worked on himself, you know, doing all kinds of personal growth work. He kept hearing about gratitude and that it would change a person's life if they were grateful. Dr. Vitale thought to himself, I will be grateful when I have a car, have money, a job, a relationship, when I, you fill in the blank. But then he kept hearing, no, that's not how it works. Be grateful now for what you have. And he wrestled with that and thought, I don't have anything to be grateful for. And finally, he decided to play the game. So he looked around, and all he could find was a pencil. He picked it up and flippantly said, okay, with this, I could write a suicide note. Then he thought, I could write a grocery list, a novel, a love letter, poetry, a song. And he started to feel grateful. He thought, this twig, with this piece of wood, with some lead in it, I could actually move the earth. I could write affirmations, scripts, and I could move that into that energy. Wow, this is quite the invention. Then he flipped the pencil over, and there was this incredible device called the eraser. And I can erase the suicide note and the bad words in a song. And he ended up entering into the true spirit of gratitude for a pencil. That opened up his internal awareness. Instead of being so skeptical, so closed down, so flippant, he started to be opened to this possibility of this window of life opening up to him because he was grateful for that pencil. Today, he is no longer homeless. He's a multimillionaire. And it all started with him being grateful for a pencil. That's the turning point for all of us. We can actually turn a switch within us so we can move into a higher state of awareness and consciousness. So from this law of attraction standpoint, if you are in the spirit of gratitude in this moment, you are sending out a signal to send out more moments to feel grateful for. And that's what the universe will do. Send you more things for you to be grateful. And then you'd be, you're grateful for that. And the universe will send you more and more. And So it's can you see how this all ties in, Monique?
Absolutely. And it's, I always visualize, for me, I picture having my antennas up. You know, when my antennas are up, when I feel grateful, it's as if my antennas become tuned to more things to be grateful for.
Yes, and then also you start to, you know, become aware of the opportunities that come into your life that you can take. So gratitude, if we just sort of connect everything from what we heard. Now, isn't this amazing that Dr. Joe Vitale did this pencil thing years and years and years ago before we even heard about Dr. Emoto or about Ho'oponopono, and see how that all ties in?
Yeah.
It is so powerful, this gratitude. So
well,
what
the
would
continuum, it's always been, right, Brenda? I mean, it's a principle that's as old as time of being grateful.
Yes, exactly. And you know, we begin the practice when, just like he did, when it seems that there's nothing to be grateful for, but there are millions of things to be grateful for. Just the fact that you're alive, that you have a roof over your head, you have food in the fridge, you know, you have running cold water, hot water. There, you could literally be grateful and spend an hour, 2 hours being grateful for the things we have. And yet, that's one of the things that we forget to do on a continuous basis. And if we don't do this on a regular basis, it's very difficult to do it when you are having issues, you know, or challenges in your life. That's what I call that. Then, to shift out that, you have to really move into what I call radical gratitude. So, which is being grateful for even those things that seem as though they are not working in your life, or it seems as though they are a bad thing, or it seems that it's a challenge, or it seems that, you know, you're being overtaken by this problem. So we need to begin now when things are pretty good. You know, you can't build a house in a storm, can you?
No.
You have to do it when everything is pretty good, in good weather, in fair weather. People who are roofers, they can't actually put a roof when it's raining. So the thing to do for us to remember is to start to be grateful now, and not just do it by rote, not just say the words. We know that the universe reads our vibration, the way we feel. So we need to feel this. So even if you can't be grateful for a lot of things, if you can be grateful for one thing and you can really, really be grateful for that, feel the gratitude, you've opened the door to the universe or these laws to come into effect.
I had a friend who was in a period of profound grief after her husband died, and she was really, really consumed by it. And so I asked her, this was after a couple of weeks, and I asked her if there was one thing she could think of that had happened in the previous 2 days that she could feel grateful for. And she said when her grandson, you know, that when her grandson comes to visit, she becomes completely present to him and then forgets her grief. And I said, so that's, you know, that's something you can be grateful for, to be grateful for that visit from your grandson, you know, just to be able to show her that even though she felt completely consumed by grief and it felt like it was overtaking her all the time, that she was in fact having moments where she wasn't consumed by it, but she just wasn't conscious of it.
Right, exactly. And this is the whole thing. Now, in It's going to be down the way. I'm going to actually show just exactly what you said there, Monique. One of the ways that we can keep this state of gratitude in our hearts all of the time, or most of the time, and especially when you're feeling this grief and this loss and this disappointment and, you know, all those things that really, really get us down. First and foremost, of course, to let go of this by, you know, letting go of the energy, and then bringing in gratitude and thinking, even in the past, you can do that. The times that this lady felt grateful for her her grandson or her, was it a grandson? Yeah. And keep that memory there. Think about that, and that'll happen.
Right.
Well, our time is up. So thank you, everybody. And thank you, Monique, for this time.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you for spending time with us, everyone. Just a quick reminder to visit www.wealthyhealers.com to receive the free audio on Transform Your Life by Healing Grief and Loss. Until next week, this is Brenda Blindenbaugh and Monique McDonald sending you abundant blessings.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Please join your host, Brenda Blindenbaugh, and co-host Monique McDonald for another edition of Healing from Loss with Brenda B. next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. We'll talk next week.